Father, we thank you for your blessing today. This is the last Sunday of the year, and today we gather with gratitude. We realize that you have been good to us.
Yes,
52 Sundays straight.
Yes,
and we started in the house of the Lord, and we're ending in the house of the Lord. Even the fact that we are alive is a blessing to us from you. And Lord, we are careful to give thanks. We're careful to bring our gratitude to where it belongs and to whom it belongs. And we're grateful. We pray, Lord, that you bless the rest of the service and visit us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Great, 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 great. These people get better every week.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm grateful to God that he gave us such a powerful team of musicians. Amen.
Amen.
And I know it's going to get better. Do you believe it?
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
So today is the last Sunday of the year.
Amen.
Probably the 52nd one. Amen.
Amen.
And I believe that it's a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
It's a milestone. And we have come, you know, through many different things, different experiences. Everybody's year, I'm sure, has been full of some adventure, some things that made you laugh, some things that made you cry, some things that made you sad, some things that made you so excited. Moments of laughter, you laughed so hard it hurt your belly. And then other times when you're in so much pain, you wish you could go into the ground. You thought you were going to have a heart attack. But you didn't.
Amen.
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 How do I know you didn't? Because you're here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Your heart may have been attacked, but your heart didn't succumb to the attack. And God has brought us here. Amen.
Amen.
However your year has gone, there's one thing that God expects of all of us, regardless of what is going on in our lives, and that is to be thankful.
Amen.
God considers ingratitude as evil. It's an evil thing to be ungrateful. It is, and yet, ingratitude is a sin you can easily slip into. Do you understand? Sometimes you find things that God gives to you or things that are a blessing, you know. And every blessing is a privilege because no one owes it to you. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a privilege. All the things we enjoy, all the good things we have in our lives, we're privileged to have them. God gives them to us. But one of the things about privileges is that when you have them for a while, you get so used to them, they convert into a right. Do you see what I'm saying? You get so used to them that your attitude towards the privileges we have changes into the attitude and expectation of someone who considers it to be their right. It's just because you're so used to having it, you forget that it's just a privilege. Do you see? And when a privilege converts into a right, then it is followed by complaining and murmuring when it's not there or when it seems to change. Do you see? And when people complain and they murmur, then they are unthankful. Do you see? That is how come the enemy enters in at a point. Because it opens a door unto the devil. The Bible says that when people murmur, they are destroyed by the destroyer. Because complaining is evil. When you are complaining and you are unthankful, you are actually in the arena of the devil. Do you understand? You're in a dangerous zone. You're like someone who just jumped into the tiger's cage or den at the zoo. Do you understand? If you escape, great, but it's not a safe thing to do. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So when you look in the Bible, you see that God constantly encourages us to be thankful, even to the point of being thankful for all things. Do you see? He didn't say all things are good. He didn't say all things are pleasurable or that all experiences are pleasant. But he says, be thankful always. And he says, be thankful in everything. In every situation, we're supposed to give thanks. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. You know, let me read a verse quickly before you say that I'm not reading the Bible. So let's read that quickly. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, okay, and verse 18. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen.
Amen.
In everything, give thanks. He wants us to give thanks in everything. Amen.
Amen.
Not everything feels good. Not everything feels great. But God wants you to be thankful. Do you understand? Sometimes you'll be surprised that some of your most painful experiences actually did the most good to you. Do you understand? See, for example, if you take a little child to a doctor's office and the doctor gives her a shot to immunize her against diseases, you know, what that child is supposed to say if she knows what has just happened to her is thank you. But usually they cry. Do you see what I'm saying? They cry. So I'm just trying to say that just because it made you cry doesn't mean it's a bad experience. Do you understand that? Just because it made you cry doesn't mean it's the worst thing that happened to you. It is probably the best thing that happened to you. Do you understand? It is probably what you needed most, but it made you cry. It made you cry. It made you cry because not everything is supposed to make us laugh. You just imagine God gave us an ability to respond in two ways to things. One is to laugh. The other one is to cry. Actually, if you take the sound out, if you take the sound out of crying and laughing, and you just saw the face of a human being, they both look like they are crazy. Do you understand? Imagine what would you think if you saw somebody just going with no sound. Do you see? You would be wondering what's wrong with them. And then if you saw another with no sound, they both look crazy.
Wow.
So you just so do you realize that these are unique abilities that God has given us? It's a unique human response. So you tell me, what is it for? Why did God give you an ability to cry? Do you understand what I'm saying? Why did God give you an ability to cry? I think the ability to laugh is easy to understand. Because if you couldn't laugh, I mean, can you imagine that someone would tell the funniest joke, but you cannot laugh. But something is really funny, but you just keep a straight face. Because you have not been given an ability to express pleasure and happiness. You don't have that. It's like if you tell a story to a goat. If you brought a goat, around, and then you told the goat a very funny story. You see, it's still just looking at you. Do you see? And you would say it's stupid. Are you getting what I'm saying? So long as God has given you an ability to laugh, it means there will be funny situations that draw on that. There is no function of the human body that is useless. Do you understand? Everything that your body can do has a time when your body is called upon to do that. Do you see what I'm saying? And one of them is to laugh. Then there must be the other one, which is to cry. Which means that once you have been given an ability to cry, expect that there will be some things that call on that also. Just for you to be human. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
But God has taught us that both the crying and the laughing work together for our good. If we love the Lord. Hallelujah. If we love the Lord, both crying and laughing work together for your good. And I'm saying that some of the best things that happened to you are the things that made you cry. Do not judge things that make you cry, you know, as evil always. They may be evil in their presentation, but there's a lot of good behind many of them. Can I have an amen? That is why God still expects you to be thankful. God wants you to be thankful. You know, Psalm 100. Today is Testimony and Thanksgiving Sunday. And but before we hear a few testimonies, I just wanted to lay this foundation and help us all understand the sort of attitude we must have on this last Sunday of the year. Amen. Have you found Psalm 100? The book of Psalms, number 100 and verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. Come before his presence with singing. You know, do you think this verse takes into account that you might not feel like singing? Even though you are coming to his presence. That maybe the way things have gone, the week just gone, you know, the way things have gone during the week, the way things have gone during the month, or whatever you may be experiencing in your life, in that particular season of your life, may not call for singing. Do you understand? But he's saying, come before his presence. You come with singing, because God wants you to be grateful regardless. So he said, come before his presence with singing. And then after that, he says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Do you understand? That the assurance that the Lord, he is God. God is still on the throne. So no matter what is going on, you come before his presence with singing. Do you understand? Know ye that the Lord, he is God. That it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. That means he takes full responsibility for you. Do you see what I'm saying? That says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. And that it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Then he says, we are his people. We belong to him and we are the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. Look, it is the owner of the sheep that pays the bills of the sheep. I don't know one sheep or one goat that has a job. I mean, you can ask Zoe, she knows everything about goats. I don't know one goat that, one single goat that pays its bills. Do you understand? Yeah, that's what God is trying to say, that you are my people. You are my people. I am responsible for you. He says, you didn't make yourself. I made you. He says, know ye that the Lord, he is God, that it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. This is not your project. It is God's project. Hallelujah. And we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And so verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, because the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you? That God wants us to be thankful. God wants us to be especially thankful. And when people are not thankful, God puts them in a certain group. He adds them. They belong to the same group of bad people. Do you understand? Yeah, belongs to the same group of bad people. Let me show you this verse in 1 Timothy. Hallelujah. Are you learning something this last Sunday of the year? Right? 2 Timothy chapter 2. Chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 2. The Bible says, in the last days, in this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Peril means evil. Danger. Dangerous times shall come. And the reason is, verse 2, that men will be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Do you see that? Do you see the company that ingratitude belongs to? Look at the people that are being described here. Do you understand? God puts ungrateful people in the same category as false accusers, liars, disobedient to parents, blasphemers. Most of these people are cursed. Yeah, people who are disobedient to parents are cursed. Isn't it? The Lord said it. He said, obey your parents that it will be well with you, that you will live long. Disobey your parents, it won't be well with you. You are not likely to live long. You will die very early. You and the person who is ungrateful, you are the same people. It's the same problem. Do you understand that? Yeah. Proud people. God resists the proud. God resists the proud. God resists the proud. When God resists the proud, it means God stands behind the door when proud people are trying to open it. Have you tried to do that to a child? Sometimes you enter a room, you don't want the child to come there, and then you stand behind the door. The child will be trying to push it. As I was driving here, a verse just dropped into my spirit. It said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Then it was like the Holy Spirit just flipped it. If God be against you, who can be for you? Yeah. If the person who is resisting you is God, if God is the one who has shut the door, who can open it? Even you can shut the door, and this, can you? She cannot open it. You shut the door, and that's it. And she will try, even she has the right key. But she can't. You see, it takes more than the right key to open a door. Have you not tried to open a door with the right key and it didn't open? Yeah, because the door is jammed. Yeah. One time we went to our office, and then we don't know what we did to the door. The door just jammed. I tell you. And we opened it with all the keys we had. It won't open. You know. Now what was funny is that El Pac was inside there. Yeah. Elpak was inside the office and she was stuck. She couldn't come out. All of us had come out. She alone was there. We called locksmiths. We called them. There was one guy, professional guy. I called him. He said he's coming. He said we should wait 45 minutes to an hour. He's going to get there. And we waited and he came. Listen, when God has locked you out, you are locked out. Locksmith cannot get you out. This guy came, I tell you, with all his skills. The guy, he said he was a Jewish guy, isn't he? He came with all his Jewish blessings and Jewish breakthroughs and all that. I tell you, he came to come lock, pound the door. Different thing. He couldn't open it. He could not open. I tell you, he tried and tried and tried and tried and tried. Now I could see that he didn't know how to go. He didn't know how to, you know, end the whole thing, how to just accept defeat. And I, at a point, I saw that this guy is going to spoil the door. Yeah. You see, and then the next thing was, how does he get some money out of this? Because he wasn't successful, but he had driven a long way. So I still gave him something. In the end, we had to call the fire department. And even they couldn't open, they didn't open the door. They came with a ladder, so she had to go upstairs. And then they took the ladder up. And then they went to rescue and lift her out of the place. Hey! When God is against you, I'm telling you. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? Yeah? So you have to understand that all these people who are here, they are cursed people who blaspheme. You see, they say things they don't know. Talk about pastors, criticize pastors, somebody that God is using, even if God uses him only occasionally. Do you understand? Because when you say a chair is special, it doesn't mean the one who sits in it is sitting in it 24/7. Do you understand? Most of the time, it may even be vacant. So you take a man of God, perhaps God uses him only 10% of the time. What matters is that when God wants to use somebody here, in this place, at this time, this is the one he uses. Wow. That alone ought to set him apart. Wow. I think you understand what I'm saying. Yeah. It makes the person that much, you have to be careful about such people that God uses. But someone that God uses, you're not afraid to talk about them and say certain things and blaspheme. You should not expect that good things will happen to you. You should expect a life of tragedy and calamity and all kinds of things because you blaspheme and say things. Some even say that there is no God. Really? After God has taken care of you and God has looked after you, then you show up and you say, there is no God. Wow. I think that God just looks down and he's just merciful. Hallelujah. I was reading a verse this morning. It says that God is merciful to the unthankful and the evil. It means that both of them were actually in the same danger. Do you follow what I'm saying? That God is merciful to the unthankful and the evil. He's merciful to the unthankful. That when you are unthankful, what you need is God's mercy as much as an evil person. If you know anybody you can call evil, an evil person is someone who is dark in his thoughts, in his mind, in his heart, and expresses it in their actions. Yeah, an evil person can be cutting a human being. When they even kill a human being, it's not enough. The other day I saw a picture where they had killed somebody and they had, you know, cut him to pieces and arrange his body with his head sitting on top of it. So what sort of person does that? Wow. It's not enough that you are dead, you know, but they chop you to pieces. Wow. And then they arrange you and they put your head on the thing and they put it on the internet for people to see. Do you understand? That's an evil person. That's an evil person. That's an evil person. And his companion is an unthankful person. Both of them are in the messy line. Both of them, the Bible says, their recommendation is they join the messy line. Yeah. Because when someone is not grateful, it's a very evil thing. You have to be careful of ingratitude. You have to be careful that you're not so overwhelmed by a few problems you're having that you become so ungrateful. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah, ingratitude is taken very seriously. That's why Uncle Sam takes it very seriously when you don't pay your taxes. I mean, so what do you mean? You drive on these roads, we put water into your house, you wake up in the morning whenever you want and you go to a sink and we brought water there. Do you know what other people are doing? They are fetching water on buckets from buckets and coming from a stream about 3 miles away to take their bath to go to work. We brought the water right to your house. Even we brought it upstairs. Wow. And we put some in your bedroom. And we say, pay for it. You say, no. What do you mean? Uncle Sam does not accept that. He says, it's ingratitude. You are ungrateful for the roads. You are ungrateful for the light. You are ungrateful for the police. You are ungrateful for the fire department. You are ungrateful for the military. You are ungrateful. You are ungrateful and you are bad for the society. We don't like you in such a place and you go to jail. Hallelujah. That's why God puts evil people and unthankful people in the same place. So I just want to encourage you this year to be grateful. Amen. Amen. No matter what has happened, be grateful. I know that many things may have happened, but they've not all been bad. And even the ones that felt bad, they were meant for your good. That just because they felt bad doesn't mean they are bad. Some of the nice spices that bring out great flavors don't taste good on their own. Is it not true? Have you tried to eat some nutmeg? Do you know what nutmeg is? Yes. Huh? Just when you go home, try and grate some and then just toss it into your mouth. You will not like it. It's really nasty. Do you understand? It's really nasty. But you put nutmeg in anything, you know, pancakes, bread, you know, I have a friend who used to make some bread and he would jazz it up with nutmeg, man. And you see that this bread is from abroad. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. This the things that spice up your life. They don't taste good. Most spices don't taste good on their own. Yeah. Or you take garlic and you try to chew it. You need a whole tube of Colgate toothpaste and then 1 gallon of Listerine. Yeah. Just to get that smell out of your mouth. You can't handle it. But when it's in combination with other things, it releases powerful flavors from something that would otherwise taste bland and would be almost inedible. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage you to change your attitude towards your situations and your circumstances. Always be full of gratitude. Always say, thank you, Lord. And I know that sometimes it's really stressful. The situations are, but learn how to be thankful. Amen. Learn how to be thankful. Just say, Lord, I'm grateful anyway. You just say it. You just say it because you can let your mouth get ahead of your heart and your mind. Don't you sometimes say things you haven't thought about? Don't you sometimes say things and say, oh, why don't you do it intentionally now? Instead of letting something slip out of your mouth and thinking about it and saying, I shouldn't have said that. Why don't you now intentionally, despite your feeling, why don't you go past the feelings and go past the thinking and say what you know you must say. And very soon you will see your mind and your heart will be following your lips. They will be following your mouth. They will align themselves with your confessions. And you will see that in the end, it all worked out for your good. I'm grateful that my mother gave me my shots as a baby. I'm grateful. I'm sure I cried. But now I'm grateful. Do you understand? Yeah, some of you didn't want to go to school. They sent you to school anyway. isn't it? And you thought it was the worst thing happening to you. You didn't like school, you didn't like the teacher, you didn't like anyone in class. When you get to the class, you be by yourself in a corner, you won't talk to anybody, you won't relate with anybody, and you will cry after your mother the whole day because they left you at school. Today you get upset with them because they made you late. You love school so much that you are thinking that the same person who you cried that they took you to school, now you are angry with them because they made you late to school. Hallelujah. Thank God for all those experiences that make us cry. If God was leaving them to what you would understand before you choose them, you wouldn't choose them. And yet you need them. Hallelujah. Amen. So here ends my sermon for today. Amen. Hallelujah. And the second part of the message is going to be testimonies. Amen. We just have a few brethren who want to express their gratitude to the Lord by sharing with us the testimonies of what the Lord has done for them. Amen. Amen. And so, Pastor Charles, who do we have? We have Paul. We have Amy. We have Zola is here. And then Jifa also. And then the original himself. Yours truly. Reverend Pastor Charles. Destiny. Praise. Limitless. Hallelujah. All right. So why don't we come around in that order, just one person after the other, and just remember that, okay, it's not like you're having a convention. All right, Paul. Okay. Please. Yeah, it's not limitless. Only Pastor Charles has that. Okay. So please get right to the point of the testimony. Do you understand? I know that sometimes you need a little bit of a background to appreciate the testimony, but summarize the background so that we can get the point of the testimony. Amen. Put your hands together for Paul. Okay.
Amen. Yeah, so my testimony is very short and simple. Amen. I just want to thank God for this year. You know, a lot has happened this year, but by the grace of God, he has been able to take me through. You know, this year personally for me was filled with a lot of stress and, you know, sometimes depression and things like that. But, you know, sometimes you're in your room, you know, you're in a little corner, nobody knows what's going on, but by the grace of God, he's been able to carry me through. I know my stepdad passed away, you know, and being the oldest, also sometimes when your parents are going through things, it kind of falls on your shoulders indirectly, you know. And even school, you know, working just a lot, you know, trying to also help build the church, you know. But by the grace of God, I believe that he's carried me through. And even in all of it all, he's helped me to graduate, you know. And I say to the glory of God because I mean, Pastor Charles knows, I used to, sometimes when he picked me up, I would be sharing with him some of the professors, you know, things that are happening. But by the grace of God, I'll not just graduate, but I graduated as, you know, part of the top third in my class, you know, with National Honor Roll. And as the, I was nominated for the most outstanding student in the whole philosophy department in my school. So it was a blessing, you know. He didn't just carry me through the fire, but I wasn't burned in the process, you know. And I thank God for it. Amen.
Amen. So I'd like to read a scripture. Just it's very short, I promise. It's very short. It's Mark 9, verse 23 through 24, it says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Amen. And this scripture, like, It relates to this whole year because I felt like that my belief went up and down and up and down and up and down a lot. But through it all, God has been faithful. Like Paul said, a lot has went on in 2015. I'm so grateful to God that 2016 is coming. It will not be 2015 as it will be 2016. A lot has went on with my family, with my friends, and with my faith, but God has really shocked and surprised me this year. It was the first time in my life ever that I got laid off from a job, but God still showed up and showed out as he always does, and I'm just eternally grateful. And I want to say in the past like 2 months, I've felt God the closest and felt his love like literally overwhelming me, and like he truly is indescribable, and all the things that he has done in my life has been inexplainable, and I'm grateful for him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I feel like I have a lot to thank God for. Yeah, this year has definitely been a very interesting year. Yeah, I'm extremely grateful to God. It's like I don't have a reason to complain. But, well, first of all, I want to thank God because I started out this year living in the San Francisco area. Commuting back and forth between here and LA was really tough. And I cried a lot. But by the grace of God, God brought me here to Los Angeles, gave me a job here. This year I got into graduate school. It was really interesting because I actually, initially I was being a little overconfident, so I applied to just one school. Then I was like, okay, let me add another one just to be safe. And then I spoke to Apostle, and then he said, why don't you add a third one? You know, and then I added a third one, and then actually the third one was the only one I got into. So I thank God for Apostle. I thank God for all the pastors here. I think it's just such a blessing to be here. I feel like they really pushed me personally to be way better than I've been. I'm learning so much just being here in LA. And lastly, I thank God for my beloved. Amen. No, I used to think it was really, I used to hear the girls in the First Love Church say, oh, I thank God for my beloved. I used to think it was very corny and like really lame, but God forgive me. But I realized that it's definitely something to thank God for. It's really a blessing. And my beloved is, he's really A1. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank God for counting me to the living this morning. It's all by the grace of God. To make my story very short, we've been married for 8 years now. And for 7.5 years, we've been apart. But by the grace of God, early this year, I joined my husband. And not so long, just some few weeks, let me say some few weeks later, I got to realize I'm pregnant. Which was the grace of God. Before then, I'm a mother of a boy, but now, by the grace of God, I'm a mother of 2 strong and healthy boys. I thank God for his mercies and his grace, his abundant favor upon my life. In fact, I don't know how to express this? It's all by His grace. Amen. And glory be unto Him. Amen.
Wow. Hey, limitless.
Amen. Let's stand together for Reverend Munene. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, Reverend Munene is coming. Amen. If you are wondering who is the husband, I am. Amen. Amen. So, Reverend Munene will join us. Okay. Oh, do it better. Yes. Wow.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. I wasn't counting on coming up so soon. I tried to reserve my spot at the end of the list, but Pastor Charles has edited the list. Forgive the Lord, forgive him. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't even prepared to say what I was taking the time to think, but I was just thinking that also the testimony, everyone should give one. So before I give mine, I'm going to call everyone first. No, just kidding. Just kidding. But what I'm saying is that you don't need to prepare for a testimony to give, because it's just what happened. Unless you're coming to, you know, blow it up a bit, then you need to find words. So I'm just going to thank God for just taking care of us for the whole year. Amen. Amen. It's been a year where I think we've never had to go to hospital for anything. Well, maybe when the children are born or something. But this year, mostly, we've gone through a few, you know, visits to the places. But all of them, I mean, we saw the Lord's miracles working through that. The Lord is just taking care of us the whole time. One thing, I'm still doing my long commutes. Hopefully, they'll come to an end soon. That I think has also been a time for me to have a retreat every week. And I'm not sure how to recover that when I don't do the commute anymore, but how to find a way is powerful. And I mean, I said there's no big story I'm coming to give about one particular thing, but the fact that the Lord has taken care of us the whole time is an amazing thing. We can't even take that for granted. In other words, just because God has been very faithful that He's provided food every day, provided everything we need every day, it looks like it should just be like that. It's not to be taken for granted. I'm reminded, you know, I've been driving a lot. So one day I was just thinking about one time, I think when we were in Atlanta, there was raining, flash rain that day. Like it would be there, rain would just come, then it'll stop. Then you think it's safe to go out, and then it'll baptize you small again. But we just closed church, and I wanted to go to a store to return something I'd bought in a store. So, you know, finished everything, packed everything away. Then I'm on the way. I think I'll pass by some place, maybe to get something to eat. And the lady at the counter just said, you know, just be careful on the roads, okay? So I said, no problem, thank you very much. I'll do my best, God willing. And so I was driving out, and I saw, I mean, the road was quite, not too many cars on the road. So I was just driving, enjoying it. It's wet, but, you know, just drive, whatever, fast on the highway. Then I saw, it looks quite shiny out there, but I don't see any rain. What's going on? So anyway, I just kept driving. And as I got close, I said, well, maybe stop gassing the car. Just take it easy. You don't know what's going on there. Then what had happened was it just had rained, a flash rain deposited lots of water, and it hadn't left the road yet, and they had stopped. So when I got there, I'm like, whoa, well, you better just be careful. So there's no car for quite a while, so I just let the car glide on. But then I feel like I'm not really on the road, no traction. I'm like, whoa. Then I saw there's a car I'm approaching, so maybe I need to, like, try and get the car over to the other lane from early on. So I started to do that. I was like, it's not working. So I was just going, and then suddenly the car turned around. So now I'm facing backwards. I'm just skating on the road free. For some reason, I missed the other car, And I went off to the ditch. There's a ditch on the side of the road. There was even one of those concrete dividers they put there farther ahead, but they missed all that. Went to the ditch backwards, and I was like, wow. And the engine has stopped and everything. The car didn't turn around or overturn or anything. I was just in the car. I was like, okay. Tried to start the car, but I won't start. And I remember there's a shut-off valve somewhere. So I pressed the shut-off, the car started. I was like, well, how do you get rid of this? So I just backed out of the thing, facing backwards still. And then I drove forward. Now I'm facing the traffic. So people are like, I think we just saw the guy, you know. And nothing had happened to me, nothing had happened to the car, not even a single scratch. And I was like, wow, the Lord has kept me. And as I drive up and down, I'm just thinking, hey, the Lord has really kept me up. So I'm just thankful to him for that. And that way he's kept us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Wow. Amen. So I also just want to be thankful. Throughout the year, I've been giving the testimonies as and when they occur. Amen. So I will just wrap it up. Amen. But I think, as my wife said, God has been good to us.
Wow.
Amen. 7 years of being my 8 years for being my then 7 and a half almost being apart. It's not been easy. Amen. So God has blessed us. We are now together. And he's blessed us with a beautiful, a handsome little boy. Amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah. I mean, the day the baby arrived in the house, something changed about the house. Amen. There's a certain excitement. Something just clicked in the house when the baby came home from the hospital. And I believe that he's a child full of blessing that God has given unto us. Amen. The other day, I was also giving a testimony that my car, I was driving from work, and I was trying to accelerate the car, but the car wasn't moving as it's supposed to. You know, so at a point, something just told me, and I believe the Holy Spirit said, stop the car. So I just put it aside, stopped the car, and then the car started smoking. And when I opened the engine, there was fire in the engine. You know, and I believe that God rescued me from that. And funny enough, from that day, the car has been working normal. Amen. You know, and by the grace of God, God has touched somebody's heart, and now I'm blessed with another car. Amen. All right. So I want to thank God for Apostle's life and for all the messages he has been preaching. Amen. He has fought many marital battles for us. Amen. Through the preaching. Some of them have to come and apologize. Amen. So we thank God for such a message, and thank God for Lady Pastor Sarah and El Park. They've been so helpful. Amen. They've through their pregnancy, we had a few complications. By the grace of God, everything went normal. Everything went well. Everything was perfect by the grace of God. So I want to thank God for their life and thank God for this church. Amen. So I pray that if you're in the church, be stable, and may the Lord, and the Lord will bless you. You have more testimonies by being in the house. Amen. All right. So that's the end of my testimony. Amen. Powerful. Maybe if somebody also wants to give a testimony, brother Lord, Tamarine. Put your hands together for Tamarine. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, it would be good for everybody to give a testimony, don't you think so? Yeah, so you can also follow suit. Amen. When she's done, you to just come and say something. Hallelujah. Powerful.
Amen. God has indeed been great to us. You know, no matter the trials and tribulations that you go through, if you think back and you look at, you know, the fact that you're still living, the fact that you have food, you have shelter, the fact that you are able to get up and move around and do things that a lot of people can't do, you know, you realize that indeed he's a merciful God. No matter how it looks in your life, there are so many others in worse conditions, and, you know, you just have to be able to recognize the blessings and the mercies that are over your life, no matter what. I thank God so much because, you know, he really has opened so many doors for Daniel and I this year. When we lived on the Northeast, I constantly walked around, especially in the wintertime, telling God that, God, you've got to move us to a warmer climate. I mean, constantly, constantly, I kept praying it in my heart. I was like, God, you have to move us out of here. You have to move. And we knew it would happen one day. Like, we kept planning that, you know, at the right time and, you know, when he opens the right door, etc. But we always thought that California was too far. We didn't know anyone here. I mean, like, we didn't have family and friends here, etc. And then the time came for me to look at my next role at work, and I had just started speaking to a couple of different individuals, and it looked like I was going to land a specific role in New Jersey. And as I talked to all the right people to sort of seal the deal, there was one person left, the last person that I needed to talk to, who was the VP of a couple of businesses. And so when I went to have the conversation with her, she suddenly said, "Well, Maureen, are you mobile?" And I said, "Yes, but not to a cold area." And she said, "No, I'm not thinking anywhere cold. What about California?" And I said, that's possible. She said, "Talk to your husband and let me know. And if you say yes today, the VP of the California area is here. I'll introduce you." So I got to my desk. I called Daniel. I said, "Charlie, it looks like it might be California. Are you into it?" He said, "Sure, why not?" So I hung up, emailed the woman. I said, "My husband and I are okay with California." She introduced me to the VP of the California business. That very day, I met her. In fact, it was like a 10-minute meeting. We were walking and talking. She said, "No problem. Sounds good. Go and apply." I applied, and within the following day, I was talking to the hiring manager. It was like a Thursday when I met the woman. Friday, I was talking to the hiring manager. By the following Monday, I was doing like a quote-unquote interview, like an informal interview. By that week, he had invited Daniel and I to come the following week to come and check out the place. By the time we went back, we had the offer. Wow. And within 3 weeks, we were here. I mean, it was just like one thing after the other. So God did it. And in the midst of all of that, you know, there's not to get into details, but there's a relocation benefit or package that's provided. And as part of that, they made a financial error. You know, when I had the offer, a specific amount was quoted. But when the process started, I was like, this amount is not the same as what was quoted. It was lower. And so when they looked at it, they realized that the reporting system that had generated the figure had made an error. It was a glitch. And that the error was in our favor, several thousands of dollars higher in our favor. And when they looked at it, they were like, "You know, we need to really check with the vendor who runs these reports to see if there were other errors made, because, you know, it's a liability for the company." And they looked into it and realized that this big company, 130,000 employees, on that day when there was the glitch, I was the only one who a report was run for that had that error on our behalf. And so, you know, Daniel and I really realized that it was just the favor of God. It was a door he was opening. He allowed everything to just, go through successfully. And by his grace, we came, you know, we found a place. And, you know, of course, the cost of living here is high, but he's kept us, you know. And I realized that no matter where he takes you and where he puts you, he'll take care of you. And that's exactly what has done. So I thank him so much. We thank him for his blessings, for taking care of us, and for, you know, putting us in a family like this. And, you know, when Pastor Charles was talking, there was one thing that came to my mind, that we are so blessed to be in a place where we can learn the things that we learn. Because I realized that even when I started this role, it was something I had never done before. And so I was a little anxious, but I realized that the things that I kept practicing, like copying, like being humble and asking someone for help and all this other stuff, was the only way that I was able to actually, you know, learn what I needed to do. And, you know, by his grace, it's given me a lot of favor on the job. And I thank God, because when the bishop is always saying, you know, you should be able to copy, you should be humble and ask if you don't know, and you should be humble to learn from someone else, all of those things I feel like are things that we are taught in this house. And if we take it seriously, it's able to transform our lives, not just in terms of how we relate to people in church, but in work, in business, and in everything. So I thank God. Amen. Looks like Selim is next.
Praise the Lord. Amen. This year has been a rough year for me and my beloved, but God has seen us through. The fact that we are alive and we keep going on and keep serving the Lord, I know 2016 will be a different year for us. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Greetings from Rancho. Well, we just want to thank God for, bringing us to California. I'll just share how we got to be here. You know, when we came, I still haven't worked for almost 1.5 years. I'm in Ghana. The last day I came, I worked. I even know locum. I like doing locum a lot. So I did locum the night before. The following morning, I went to pick Caleb up and then entered the plane and we came to America. Wow. So that's how come. I was somebody who loved working. So coming to America and not being able to work for one, it was challenging. But so my wife is the one who's been working. And in Chicago, she was working and something happened. We're praying to God. God, we knew God would make a way. But, you know, sometimes you want it to come much quicker, you know. And then, so what happened was that she had a problem at work. They actually accused her that she had stolen something. You know, it was huge. It was like, what is this? Where is this coming from? What have we done to deserve this? But, you know, she came home and she was crying. She's like, what is all this thing? Because I wasn't working. We have 2 kids. So how do you take care of the kids when you're not working? You know, so we started praying. You know, we spoke to Reverend Sechiama. He says that, you know what, when these things happen, that means God is going to open a door. So that day, we came home and said, okay, fine, it has happened. So what do we do next? We started applying for other jobs and nothing was coming. So we sat down around and said, well, let's go to Craigslist. And they said, type international medical graduate, if they have any jobs for. Like, oh, those, like, okay. Then she started feeling, you know how it's difficult to fill the forms. I know you page after page, and in the middle, it's like, you know what, I'm tired, I'm going to sleep. Lord, will you continue? Usually I'll say, I'm not doing that. I was like, you know, let me just fill this thing up for you. You know, so we filled it, and I even used Virginia references from. I did some observership with Reverend Sechiama, so I thought I was even filling for myself. So I even used his name as a reference, you know. So we're there now. Then he told us that some people contacted him about reference. It's like, oh, is it for me? But I said it's not. It can't be for me because I haven't applied for anything. Wendy too hasn't worked for you. So Wendy's like, I can't use it as a reference. I haven't done anything for you. Then later on, they called us, was a lady from Nigeria. So she said, oh, what are you doing? Would you like to come to California? Then I was supposed to go and do my master's in Chicago. So we're like, oh, that means that all the plans, so we had made plans, okay, we'll stay, we'll do this, and then like, if we go to California, that means that all our plans, we are either turning everything upside down, what do we do? It's like, you know, let's just take this step and go and see. So we came, and by the grace of God, it's been almost 7 months, and if we had kept that job, that was I wasn't happy with that job anyway. I wasn't, but it was bringing in something, you know. If we had kept it, would have not been where we are today. And by the grace of God, where we are, I'm not saying we are. It's working by the grace of God. It's working, you know. Even if God doesn't move us anywhere again, I think that He has done so much for us, you know. And there's no way we can be ungrateful because He's been our God. He's been there in the wilderness. Wherever we have been, He has been with us, you know. So we just want to thank God for what He's done for us in 2015. And we know 2016 will be a better year in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Wow. I think those are some powerful testimonies. Amen. And we thank God for all the things He's doing for His people. God can get into computers, Maureen. Wow. Those of you who are programmers, Pastor Munene, when you're writing the programs, do you leave some room for God? God can come and tweak it. Suddenly direct some cash towards one of His children, and when it lands in the account, He closes the program and then it starts to function normally for the rest of 130,000 people. Man, I would like to know such a God. God who can fix the payroll in my favor. If you If God would do that once a month, it'd be a blessing. Hallelujah. And it's great. And for all the testimonies, and one of the very important testimonies is Selim's testimony. How that it's been tough, but we're still here. That is also a very important testimony. It's easy for anyone to be around when things are good, you know, but it takes real maturity and commitment to be around when it's not been so good, but you still believe. Do you see what I'm saying? You're like Daniel who goes into the lion's den, and you still believe, and you still want to serve God, and you still want to trust him because you know what he can do. Amen. You know something interesting that happened? When Pastor Monene was sharing his testimony, then I started to feel my phone buzzing. So I looked. Then I saw photographs. Let me show them to you. Pastor Monene, do you have them? Yeah, I saw photographs coming through. Oh, can you take out some of the light? Especially these guys here. Yeah. Can you see it?
Yeah.
So these photos just started rolling in onto my phone. Yeah. What's the next one? Just. Okay. Yeah. And the next one. And then the next one. Yeah. And the next one. Okay. Yeah, this is, and then the next one. Is there another one? So anyway, one of my pastors just sent this to me, said that this is what had just happened to him. You know, just when I came to sit here, and Pastor Monene was talking and describing his accident. And I asked the guy what happened, and then he told me the exact same story that Pastor Mnena was saying. So this is what happened to him this morning, just a few minutes ago. And he just sent him, and he said he's okay by the grace of God. So I told him, I just sent him a message that Pastor Mnena is just talking about it, almost like your pictures are illustrating. Because he said he was driving and then the road was wet and then suddenly it turned into ice. I mean, it's like wetness became ice and then took him out of. And then, you see, he hit that thing over there, you see. But what he's saying is that the thing took him straight. Let me read his text message to you exactly. And you see that God has been good. Let me tell you what he said. He said, I was asking him what happened. He said, he slid and hit the concrete middle divider, then over straight across the road onto the other side. You see, that's how people die, because it just throws you in the way of a truck or something like that, which is not expecting you. And then, you know, you're mashed and everything. But anyway, so that testimony is a powerful testimony that God has been good. So we need to notice all these little things. Do you understand? You can decide to be crying that God has allowed your Mercedes to spoil. Yeah, that's somebody's testimony. I'm not going to church anymore. I mean, I have only one car, my Mercedes. This is what I've bought with all my life. And then the Lord has spoiled it. Or you can come out of it and realize that you could just have lost your life. Do you understand? Yeah, I know a lady who, I think it was this year or so, you know, she was in that same sort of situation. Her car, she lost control of it in icy conditions like that. It threw her right in front of a dump truck, you know. And a dump truck, he tried to stop, but, you know, that kind of weight, you can't stop it suddenly. He plunged right into her and totally just crushed her little Honda Civic, mashed it all together with herself. I was actually told they could only find a part of her body. Anyway, so let's look out for the little things and be grateful.
Amen.
Amen. Tell somebody, be thankful. Be thankful. Yeah, however it is, you need to be thankful. Amen. Whatever you have, whatever you don't have, you need to be thankful. It is the worst kind of people who are not thankful. You know, let me show you that verse I was talking about. Luke chapter 6 and verse 35. He said, love your enemies and do good. And hoping for nothing. He says, do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Hallelujah. Unthankful and his brother evil. God is kind to both of them. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, it's a blessing. So it's been a powerful year. And we will have our last service this coming Thursday. Watch night service, isn't it? The time we're starting, 10 o'clock sharp, we're starting. Amen. And I want to encourage you to come earlier. Come earlier. You need to come early and let's relax a little bit here. Bring something to share with someone and let's fellowship. Then at 10 o'clock, we'll begin the service right here in this place. Amen. Amen. It's going to be a powerful service. It's going to be a great service that will give us direction for the year.
Amen.
Amen. And I don't want you to miss it. So make sure you come. Call all our members from far and near. And everyone who has come here before this year, just tell them it's one last chance to be in church. Amen. So we're going to go through all our list of all our members. And let everybody come and be part of that service to be a blessing to them. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's pray. Father, we're grateful to you for all these testimonies. Thank you for what you have done. You have been so good to our brothers and sisters and all of us indeed. And we're grateful. Thank you for your blessing. And I pray, Lord, that you will continue to encamp around your people. Let the angel of the Lord go with us. Let the angel of the Lord go before us. Let the angel of the Lord encamp around your people. Build a hedge around your people in the name of Jesus. And may the enemy not break that hedge. Neither should we break that hedge ourselves in the name of Jesus. Oh God, keep and preserve us. Deliver us from evil in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We pray for provision in the coming year. We thank you for provision in 2015. We thank you for protection. We thank you for guidance, for direction, for restoration of that which we nearly lost, that which nearly fell apart. Thank you, O God, for putting it back together, for keeping it together, for preserving us, our lives, our homes, our families, our jobs, our careers, O God. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful. We come to you and we pray, O God, give us a heart of gratitude. May we always be grateful. Grateful. Give us an eye that can see those things we need to be thankful for. Give us an attitude of thanksgiving all the time. Deliver us from any type of behavior that makes us feel like we are entitled to things. We pray, oh God, that we will always feel the privilege in everything we have and everything we have going for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing these 52 Sundays in Jesus' name. We thank you for our church. Thank you for starting a church here in LA. And thank you for all the people who have been blessed by this church. Thank you for the lives that have been changed. Thank you for the people who accepted Christ this year. Thank you for some of the people who just passed through the church for their salvation. We thank you especially for people like Alfred, who just walked right off the streets into church to accept Christ and go back out. Thank you, O God, for that privilege and that blessing, O God, of being a blessing to him. And we pray, we look forward into the coming year, and we can see greater things in store for us. We can see you moving us on to the next phase, and moving us on to the next thing. Oh God, build your church and make it strong. Establish thou the work of your hands in the name of Jesus. We are grateful, Lord, for every experience, for everyone we have, every place we've been, and everything we have done, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your blessing.